Hello, and welcome to MU Inked, a podcast dedicated to the stories behind people's tattoos. I am your host, Dr. Matt Walsh. I am an assistant professor of social work here at Marion University. I don't have any tattoos.
And I'm your guest, Lydia Schock. I am a senior double major in sociology and political science. And I have 6 tattoos.
All right. So in this podcast, we get to hear from students, faculty, and staff as they talk about their tattoos, the meaning behind them, and what led them to get those tattoos, as well as other fun tidbits and details along the way. So, Lydia, before we get into your tattoos, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you chose Marion University?
Yeah, so I have only ever done Catholic schooling, and by the time I was a junior or senior in high school, I had decided I wasn't going to do that after high school. I didn't want to do it anymore. And then I went to Roncalli, which is on the south side of Indianapolis, and people from the Sondom program came to talk to us, my religion class, and they were like, hey, the Marion application is free. And I was like, okay, cool. So I did it during my study hall.
Free's
like,
good.
Yeah, so I just did it because it was free. And then I decided I wanted, originally, I was going to be go into education, and Marion has a really good program for that, and they gave me really excellent scholarships. So it kind of just all came together despite all of me not necessarily wanting to come here. That's the way it worked out for me. It was the best option financially, and also it was close enough to home that I could commute, which was also a big plus for me.
Okay. Well, and I noticed in your intro, you did not say education as your major.
Correct.
So what happened there?
After about like 2 months, I was like, no, this isn't for me. I was in a class with a lot of people who were really passionate about it, and I just didn't have that passion. I didn't have that energy. And I think I did like one of those like simulation things, and that was it. I was like, I can't, I'm done. This was great, bye, done. So I did one education class, which actually my professor is one of my now best friend's mom, which was really funny. Oh. It just turned out it was not the plan, not the path.
Okay, well, and so what led you to your current path that you're on now?
I changed my major a lot in that first semester, like probably at least 4 times back and forth. I think I was sociology before now, before I like have declared it the second time. I think I was sociology for like 2 seconds, but I kind of just like couldn't find anything else that I was interested in. And ever since I was like 13, which was the 2016 election, I'd been interested in politics because I didn't understand why everybody was flipping out about Donald Trump, because I was like, I don't understand why we're all losing our minds. That was the first election that I was like old enough to kind of comprehend what was happening anyways. And it just, I've always had an interest in it, and that's where I landed. And then after the program was removed from the catalog, I wanted another major that was like where the classes existed, and it was just that had a foundation to it. And I'd liked sociology. I liked my 101. You were my 101 professor, actually.
It was,
I really, really liked 101. So it was like the only 2 things left that I hadn't tried that like were in my bank of interests.
All right, cool. And you're a senior now.
Yes.
And so can I ask what your plans are after graduation?
I don't entirely know. I want to go to grad school. I'm not going to do that right away because I need a break, and I don't have debt right now, and I'd really like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Right now, I think I'm probably going to do either like an admin assistant job in a hospital or do social media. Kind of just, I really don't have an exact idea. Long term, I think I'm probably going to, I would like to do like healthcare advocacy. But right now, the plan is to just get a job so that I can get my own place hopefully soon.
Yeah. Well, that's a good plan. I hope that works for you. I could probably ask you some more questions, but I know we're here to talk about tattoos. I know you have 6 of them.
Yes.
So why don't we kind of get started with you kind of telling us about what they are. You can pick all of them. You can pick your favorite. Like, start talking about these tattoos.
Yeah, so the first one I got, so I've gotten all of these in the past year. I got, the first one is on my ankle. It is a tuk-tuk, which is a Guatemalan taxi. I went to Guatemala for spring break last year with my history class, and it like completely changed my life, and it introduced me to like my best friends that I have now, and it was just like an amazing experience. And one of the girls on that trip actually does tattoos, so she gave me that one about a year ago. And then the second one I got, which I have to like look at them or I'm gonna forget what I have, is a rooster. The rest of them are on my arm. I have a rooster for my grandma who really liked roosters. She died in 2016. The next ones I got a matching wine glass with my best friend. I have a duck just because I like ducks and I thought the picture was cute. I have a Snoopy on my upper arm as him as the World War I flying ace from The Great Pumpkin because that was like a movie I grew up on and I love that. It's my favorite Halloween movie. And then my most recent one is the like feminine symbol with some flowers on it. And three of these have been done by that girl who was on the Guatemala trip, who's one of my best friends.
All right. Well, I want to go back to that trip a little bit because you said it was like life-changing, mm-hmm. introduced you to some friends and stuff like that. But like, so how was it so impactful? Like, what's been the change?
I never had any intention to study abroad. I didn't like the idea of being gone from home that for like an extended period of time. And it was also, I was never going to be able to afford it. And it was not a realistic thing. And it always seemed like it would cause more stress than good for me. And then I happened to be in this history of witchcraft class last spring semester with Dr. E, and I only knew like two people in that class. And then the trip was like brought up, and it was only going to be a week, and the price was not super high. So I was like going back and forth. And then on the first day of that semester, Dr. E called me into her office and was like, "Hey, we have this scholarship opportunity that would cut the cost in half for you." And I was like, sold. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just worked out. It was like a perfect, it was like the money was something that my parents and I were able to work out. The timing was enough that it was like, hey, even if I'm miserable, it's only a week. So I forgot the question
like,
already.
How was it life-changing?
Oh,
so
right.
We're getting this
Sorry.
Sense of like how you got there. Again, money coming into play, the scholarships.
Yeah.
But then like you go on the trip and then like how is it so life-changing?
Yeah. And even the night before, I was sitting there like packing the night before and I was like, this is going to be terrible. I'm going to hate this. This is going to be so miserable. And then even just standing in the airport, I was like, this was very much what I was supposed to do. It's kind of hard to explain. I'd never been out of the country like that. I'd been in Canada, but like Niagara Falls where you can see New York from where you're standing. So I hadn't been out of the country before. And to do that, it was just amazing. I was in some positions in my life that I didn't want to be anymore, but I didn't have a group of people around me really pushing me to make changes. And it was just like when you're stuck with like 12 people for a week, you got to make friends. Mm-hmm. And it was like simultaneously some of the worst experiences being on that trip of like we went to the most crowded market in South America after a night of sleeping in a hotel where there was a rooster crowing all night and trucks hitting a grate and it sounded like bombs were going off. So nobody slept. And, you know, some of us had, like, I had a panic attack there. And it was like the most wonderful and horrible moments bonding you with these people for life.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like staying up, playing card games. It was a lot of spiritual things that we did because of the witchcraft element of like the history of witches. It was just an overall bonding experience, and it was also so beautiful, and the things that I got to do there, I would have never done that on my own. I never would have picked Guatemala to be a vacation place, so mm-hmm. it was kind of like the stars perfectly aligned, and things happened on that trip that I needed to happen that if I hadn't gone, I would probably still be in some of those situations that I didn't want to be in.
Yeah, I find that really interesting when, almost like you said, like we're kind of stuck in moments, and we need some kind of catalyst to help us get out of it. In this case, it was something that maybe you wouldn't have done otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you didn't take that class, if you didn't get that scholarship, if you weren't like, oh, okay, I can do it for a week, okay. Like all these little things just add up perfectly to then get you this moment where you have this life-altering experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the girl on that trip, she's done her own tattoos. She's got significantly more tattoos than I do, but she mentioned that she did them and she did them for cheap. And I was like, girl, I'm going to be hitting you up when we get back. And that was mostly a joke, but it just turned out that over that week, I think there's five of us. So three other people became really, really close. And it just worked out that it was like, actually, yeah, we all did a hangout and she gave like two of us tattoos. So just worked out.
Oh, very cool. So it's a Guatemalan taxi,
yes.
right? So how are they different than the U.S. taxis?
So it's, we were describing them as like a Mario Kart thing, and that's not what it is. But like, it's just like a little cart type thing. I'm trying to think of like how to explain it. It's not a car by any means. It's a little like cart is kind of the best way to describe it. And they're just kind of flying down the street. You're just flying. There's three of you shoved in there, like two or three of you shoved in there holding on. They were really fun. They were very, very cool. They actually like will put women's names on them, like how we name boats.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them actually was named Lydia, which was really cool.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know why I latched onto those things, but it was like, that is so cool. And I want it on my body forever.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Now, you said some other people, one other person got a tattoo at one of those hangouts.
Yeah.
Did she get something related to Guatemala?
No, it's just like a little stick figure guy. He's really goofy. She found him on Pinterest like years ago and was like, I want him forever. So no, I was the only one who got a Guatemala specific one, but I was with those people who I was there with.
Well, that's nice. I like how it's like, it has meaning. Like you can look back on it in terms of like both like friendship and this kind of pivot point in your life maybe as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Very nice. All right, so you had also mentioned some of the other ones that you have in your arms that also seem to have meaning.
Yes.
So I'd love to talk about some of those. Now, what was it about the rooster?
That is for my grandma who died in 2016. She was like the first significant death. It hit me really, really hard for a very long time, but she really liked roosters. And we were just really close. We saw her like once or twice every week. Mm. Her death was really sudden, so it hit us very hard. And I don't remember if I went looking for this design or if I don't remember how I came across it, but I came across it like years and years before I got it. And I was like, that'll be it.
Because it is an interesting design. And obviously we're a podcast and like an audio modality that we're talking about here. But it is unique and different. It looks like it could almost be like those like kind of like you never lift your pencil drawings.
Yeah, almost all of them. Well, I guess not almost all of them, but a decent amount of them. I have three that are those like the line tattoos. Yeah. Yeah, I really like the line ones for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. No, so what was it about roosters that your grandmother liked?
Honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. They were just everywhere in her house. It was like that in turquoise. Mm. I don't know why. Then they lived in Chicago, like they didn't have roosters, they didn't have chickens. I don't know why she decided that, but it was everywhere. Everything she had a rooster on it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Was that the same friend that did that one? Or
yes. Okay. Yes.
And you said that friend's done three on you?
Yeah. What's this one, the feminine symbol. I just really liked that one and I wanted another one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, so inside that, there is some like flower. There's a flower. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, is that a specific type of flower? Or
I don't know. I found it on Pinterest and I just liked it. I liked the meaning and like what it, you know, like the feminist symbol. But the actual specific flower, I'm not exactly sure of.
Yeah. I think it's a really nice touch to it.
Thank you.
It adds some good detail.
Thank you.
Now, so the ones that you have when you didn't know the tattoo artist.
Yes.
Tell me, because so I'm a, you know, I don't have any, I can't like, I can just imagine like, oh, I guess you would like look them up on their websites and look at reviews. Like, but so what's that process like for you?
So I got the duck and the wine glass in Cincinnati because that's where my best friend goes to school. That's where she lives. And I think she's the one who found them, I believe. Pricing, I think, was like what initially drew us. It was like a low. It was like an $80 minimum, which was something that we could afford. And I think she'd either known someone that maybe went there or she'd heard of it before, and that's why we went there. I know I looked them up. Not that I don't trust her, but I was like, I'm going to find out who's about to put a needle in my arm. But, yeah, she just looked that guy up. And then the Snoopy one was done by the tattoo artist of the girl who's given me tattoos.
Okay.
So she came highly recommended. And that was a flash tattoo day for Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So it just so happened that was the flash design.
So in a flash tattoo day, is that just when they do things really quickly? Like,
so it's like there's a preset designs. Mm-hmm. So it's like here's like eight options and maybe some of them, it's like a flat price. It's like here's eight options. They're all $70. Mm-hmm. So it's just like to get people in and out to do it. It is a quicker thing, but it's preset designs.
That makes sense. Okay. I'm noticing a theme with you that pricing of things is a motivating factor.
Yes.
It helps you to say yes a lot.
Yes.
It seems like.
Yeah, that was the initial why I didn't have tattoos. And then when I met my friend, it was like, hey, I'll do it for pretty cheap. And I was like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you. We spent a week in Guatemala together. Sure. Yeah. Have at it.
That's why I think it's funny too, going back to that trip that you talked about, it was both terrible and fantastic. And those are, I think, really good ingredients for bonding.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting. Like, it's either like, well, okay, we're just going to get through this together, or it's like, hey, this is so much fun. Like,
yeah, it's just, it's bonding over like maybe people being really annoying or just like in the WhatsApp, like, I'm going to go out there and grab that rooster if it doesn't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, the bonding of like, this is simultaneously the most amazing thing. And also, I'm the most exhausted I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something to be said too about that, like taking people out of their usual elements, so
yes,
taking them like off of campus, and it's just you guys.
Yeah, we've said that. It was like we never because I was in a friend group with one of the girls, but we had like barely spoken. We'd been in hangouts before, but it was like said very minimal to each other. I'd been in class with two of the other girls, but it was like we'd never talked to each other. One of the girls is a comm major and just happened to be in that class with us. It was like very much all like the stars aligned. We've said it was like, had we not gone on that trip, we don't know that there would have been a scenario where all of us would have been in the same place and like become friends like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So I love to hear like the stories of like why you got this tattoo and kind of what led up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also always curious about even like practical things like placement. Like, why get them where you got them on your body? Was there any thought behind that?
Yeah, the first one I got because it was my first one and I didn't necessarily want it in a spot that people could see. I didn't want it in a spot that my parents, specifically my dad, could see. I told my mom before I did it. I didn't tell my dad. We have, there's no way he hasn't noticed, but we have not. So it's like they don't exist. But I told my mom before I did it, and I was like, well, I don't know if I want people to see it. And then if I decide I don't like it, it's in a spot that I could probably cover up. So that's why I got that one there. And then I got the rooster up here because I wanted to be able to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of them, it's kind of just like realized I wanted to be able to see them. And I wanted to be able to them people to see them. Like I wanted them to be able to be shown off. So it's kind of just that. The duck, the guy who did it actually was like, what if we did it so like he's poking out? So he kind of helped me with the placement of him.
Mm-hmm.
This one I thought was going to hurt less. I'm also placing it somewhat according to pain.
That's another question I like to ask.
Yeah, the one on my ankle I almost threw up because it was so painful. I would not recommend getting your first one in a place that is going to hurt. And I didn't think about that until like she started doing it. I had completely not even crossed my mind, but the rest of them really haven't hurt. But the placement of the wine glass specifically, it's facing towards me, which is like kind of like not a tattoo no-no, but like the artist was like, are you like, you just making sure that like that's what you want to be doing, because typically you face him out, but I wanted to be able to see that because it's matching with my best friend. So and then I like the patchwork sleeve look, so that's kind of just how the rest of them got on my arm.
I feel like they kind of flow together.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you brought me to another thing that I've been asking everybody. So you're my fourth episode, and so far, 4 out of 4 have had some kind of, like, not telling their parents about it.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you want to go a little bit more into, do your parents have tattoos?
No. Okay. So my parents are Catholic, and my dad is very traditionally Catholic, and they don't like tattoos. They've always been very open about how they don't like tattoos, and they had always kind of said, like, you're not going to get a tattoo while you live under our roof. And then one day, like, when I was younger, I kind of just decided, like, meh, we don't agree on a lot of things, and that's fine. So I started pushing back on things a little bit more. And then I would say probably within the last 5 years, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, well, you're going to kick me out of the house for it? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay, cool. That's all I needed to know. We will proceed as I want. As I got older, though, my mom it's like, I'll tell her before I do. Like, I have a belly button piercing. I told her before I did it. It's more like, I don't want to be, but it's like, I don't want to hide things, but I don't want to, it's like, I don't want to be lying to you about it. Cause then if it's like, you see this, and then it's going to be a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So it's more, yeah. And my dad and I just like, don't talk about it.
Okay. So your dad and you don't talk about it. What has been like your mom's reactions when you're like, hey, I'm going to get this tattoo? And she's like, oh, please don't.
Yeah. Like, yeah. She's usually like, I don't know if you want to put, do you really want to put it on your arm? Like, it's more like, do you really want people to see it? And I kind of just like, look, I'm like, hey, I'm just like letting you know I'm doing it. And I think she's gotten to a point where it's like, okay, this last one, I don't think I told her until after I did it. And not because I was hiding it. I think I just like flat out just forgot to tell her. So we got to a point where it's like, meh, she's going to do it. She's going to do it regardless.
Yeah. What have been some of your friends' reactions to them?
Everyone really likes them. The duck one gets a lot of compliments, especially when I'm at work.
People
really like them. The Guatemalan one, obviously, is my friends and I. And then Dr. E also really likes that one because Dr. E was on that trip with us. But yeah, people really like them. Plug her work, so.
Yeah. Well, I think it's nice when things have meaning, right?
Yeah.
So like, so if we go back to that first one, like it reminds you of that trip. It's a very important trip. The person that gave it to you was on that trip, is a friend. Like, there's not like an element of it that doesn't seem to have meaning.
Yeah, they all like have meaning, but also some of them, like the duck, it's like, I just really like ducks. And at the same time that I like having one. I like having that one that it's like there isn't necessarily a story behind it other than he's goofy and I wanted him on my arm forever.
So looking back on these, do you think you would do any of them differently?
The wine glass, I would get smaller. Okay. I wanted it smaller, but because of the nature of it, it was going to run together and it would have looked bad in a couple years. Mm-hmm. So I wish it could have been smaller, but I trusted the guy who does this as his job to tell me what to do. But honestly, no, because getting the one on my ankle, getting the most painful one first kind of has made the rest of these not as bad. It's like none of them have felt that way. So I don't think I would have done them differently. No.
Yeah, it's interesting that you went for the most painful spot first because it makes the rest easier, or it could have gone the other way where it's like, I'm never doing that again. Like, I literally just almost threw up.
Yeah, she needs to go over it, and she told me she'll go over it, but I'm afraid to have her go over it, so I'm just kind of letting it be for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting you said the thing about the size, too. So my wife recently got her first tattoo ever, and it was bigger than what she thought it was going to be, kind of for that similar reason. And she went for a couple of weeks of being like, I don't know about this, but now has grown to like it. And I think has also maybe taken on a little bit more meaning too of being like, it's okay to like accept things as maybe not the way you thought they were going to be initially.
Yeah.
So I think people find meanings in lots of different things in lots of different ways.
Yeah. At the same time that it's like the size is like not my favorite. It's like it's matching with my best friend. So I can't really be all, and I'm not mad about it. Like if I truly didn't want it that big, I wouldn't have gotten it that big, but it's like, it's for my best friend, so like I'm cool with how big it is.
Yeah, well, it still might be your smallest one as I'm looking.
I think the feminist one might be. I think these might be the same size. Yeah, they're all roughly the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think you're done?
No.
Okay. Do you have plans for the next one? Okay, let's hear them.
There's two that I know for sure that I want. I wanted this one as my first one, but I have yet to settle on a design. I want the moon phases. I just really, really like.
Cool.
I think the moon's super cool. I want a mermaid one. Like, I've loved mermaids since I was a kid, and it's kind of just something that's followed me.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one that I really want that I'm waiting to get until September is, so I was diagnosed type 1 diabetic in September. And obviously, as one can imagine, that is a very altering experience to just kind of like randomly be diagnosed with an illness like that. And there's an image of like insulin bottles with flowers growing out of them that I'm gonna get like in an area that only I'd be able to see.
Mm.
But I'm waiting until I've been diagnosed a little bit longer to have, when I'm more comfortable with, I guess, with the disease.
Well, I like that. And then obviously, like, I picked up on the fact that that would be in a different spot where everything else, your first one was maybe, let me see if I like this stuff, I'll kind of hide it initially. But everything else has been really out in the open on your arm. But again, location has meaning too.
Yeah.
So I like that you're thinking about these things.
Yeah, yeah. It's just been like such, and I mean, as much, I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful support system and my family, my friends, my boyfriend, like everybody's amazing. But at the end of the day, it has been such a personal thing. Chronic illnesses are different from person to person. And then it's also different when you don't have an illness and like I have an illness. So it's very different. And it was like putting it in a spot that's personal. I don't know. It's like, it's been such a personal journey that I want it in a spot that's a little bit more personal.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense.
Yeah.
No, so your other tattoos, will those go on your arm too? You're going to start on the other arm?
I don't know. The moon phases I kind of want on the back of my arm, but I don't know because I have to put sensors and I have to put a bunch of devices on my body now, so I don't know if I want that in the same area. I don't know if I want to put them on my other arm or not. I haven't fully decided. I usually honestly don't decide location until I'm like sitting down and ready to go. Because I think the Snoopy one, I was either going to put on my forearm or on the top of my arm. And I was like, I don't know. And then kind of when I got there, I decided. So I usually have an option or two of where I'm thinking about putting it. And then when I sit down, I'm like, okay, cool. Okay.
I like the Snoopy on the top of your arm.
Thank you.
I think that fits really nicely there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love him. He's one of my favorites.
Now, so for the mermaid one, I was curious, is that going to be a full-on like mermaid or is like mermaid tail or like a really old-school looking mermaid?
I think
mermaid?
It'd probably be a similar line, like single-line one.
Cool.
It's another one that I haven't found a design that I have fallen in love with, because that's a big thing also is I want to find a design that it's like fallen in love. So like that is on my body forever. I want to be in love with it. And
makes
I've
sense.
Yet to find.
Yeah.
There's ones that I love, but it's like I haven't found it.
How do you know when you found the one for you? What does that look like?
I usually go on Pinterest for a while. Sometimes they just pop up on my feed. Like, I wasn't looking for the duck. He just, like, came up on my feed, and I was like, I want it. I don't really know how to describe it. It's, like, knowing, because some of these I didn't necessarily go looking for. The wine glass, my best friend and I were looking for a design for that for a while, probably over a year. We were looking for something, and we couldn't decide on something that felt completely right. It was like, that's cute. Like, we could do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's kind of just a feeling of like, yeah, that's the one. I also like to get second opinions. So it's like, hey, if this is ugly, I would really like someone to tell me if this is ugly. Yeah.
Before I put it on my body,
yeah, like,
please.
You can tell me it's ugly. I need you to tell me if this is ugly. Like, my boyfriend will be like, I don't like any of those. I'm like, thank you for being honest and telling me, because now it's not going on my body.
Yeah. No, so what was it about the wine glass? I don't think I asked that. Like,
So she is one of my longest friends now. We met freshman year in high school in PE class. I had hopped from one period of PE into her period of PE, and it was like I didn't know anyone, and I kind of just like moseyed on over to her group. And we actually became friends because I mispronounced a word. I said drankin'. I was like, I've drankin' a lot of water. And she was like, hey, what did you just say? We went through, like, just kind of clicked automatically, and we've been best friends. We went through a lot of weird stuff going to Roncalli, and if anybody knows what happened at Roncalli, it was a weird time. We were there right when we were juniors when all of that was happening. So it was just, like, went through a lot of things together, and we did a lot of events and activities. We did almost everything, like, tech theater, cross country, like, all of these things we were doing together. So it was, like, how do we find a design that, like, represents the fact that we did all that? We're still best friends, even though she lives 2 hours away. I go on vacation with her family. Like, how do we find a design that, like, encapsulates that? Is there even a design that can encapsulate that? I don't know who found it, but it was like, what if we got a wine glass? Because it was kind of just like we do like drinking wine, but it was like kind of what we decided was that it was like symbolized our friendship getting older and like how it's matured with us. Because it was like, obviously, you're not drinking wine when you're a freshman in high school, or you're not supposed to be drinking wine when you're a freshman in high school. I don't remember if I found it or she found it. It took a very long time. Out of the ones that I have, that one took very much longer. It's probably well over a year for us to find it.
Mm. Were there other options beforehand?
Yeah, there were other wine glass options we were looking at. I think we were also looking at, we have the same zodiac sign, so I think we were looking at something like that. Sun and moon thing. We looked at maybe doing a wave because we had been to Florida together, but nothing like completely felt like it encapsulated our friendship. Like, not that this completely encapsulates our friendship in the perfect, most wonderful way, but I think for us it encapsulates it.
That's great. So one thing I've been asking people too is, if you could give like a tattoo to anybody in your life, like, who would it be and what would you give them and why?
Oh, anyone in my life. That's,
yeah.
Oh, that's hard. I want to say my dad to be, like, but I don't think...
That's, everyone kind of goes, oh, should I be really funny with this and make it, like, a punishment type thing or, like, a ha-ha thing? Or do I be serious and do a meaningful thing?
Yeah, because part of me is like, my dad, but no, he would hate that. That's hard. I want to say either one of my friends or my boyfriend, but I don't think he would not. He's got one. He's only got one. Maybe my mom... I think it might be good for her. I think she... Actually, that's such a hard question. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Maybe my mom or my best friend. I think it would be... I think my best friend would let me is the other thing, because she'll pierce her own ears. So I think my best friend would also let me. And then... Sorry, was there a second
part? Yeah, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, like, a quote or something for her. Or, like, I don't know. Something that maybe something that symbolizes her to me. Something like that. But that's such a hard question. Wow. Yeah. But I'd say probably her.
Well, it's been really fun talking to you. And I like the different paths our conversations have gone. Yeah. And I'm gonna hear about different things. I think you now have broken the record for the most tattoos on the show. I know we're only four in, but you are now the record holder.
Awesome.
So shout out to anybody who's got more and wants to dethrone Lydia. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And if you're listening to this episode, first, thank you. That's cool. But also, if you want to be on this show and you've got some cool tattoos and you're part of the Marian community, just send me an email and we can try to get you on this show as well. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you once again, Lydia, for being our guest and talking about your tattoos.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.